Spilt milk.
LSG Radio.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Spilt Milk Podcast. I'm IR Him. I want to introduce two of my brothers with me on the cast today. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yeah, you already know who it is. The one and only, the chosen one, baby. FB's in the house.
What up? It's AI. You know, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Welcome back, AI.
Yo, welcome back, AI.
Broski?
Where you been at,
back in this, bro. Been around. You know, I've been around. Been around the world. You know what I'm saying?
Ducks at the world. You better stop playing.
You know, you gotta flex a little bit, you know, make it a little, you know, leave it for imagination.
Of course. I feel like you got some new lingo to share, bro.
What's going on, Mo?
You know, is that what it is?
Okay. What's that?
If you know where to say that, then you know what's up.
Really?
What up, Mo?
Oh, man. I like... Oh, yo, by the way, man, dog, the whole gentrification thing you guys talked about last time?
Okay.
We might have to redo that episode real quick.
Hmm.
I feel like the homie was bugging.
The whole moose, right?
That was kind of, I don't know.
Bro, I thought about like checking him and like going off, right? But I was like, oh man, I got to be civil. I got to, you know what I'm saying? We got to be nice. It was me and him. Moose, it was a late session, but moose be wilding sometimes, man.
Not just for the brother dog, but my boy, yo, he was wilding.
what's your opinion on it?
Now we're gonna save that. I think we're gonna have to do like another episode about that.
Part two,
because like
part two is coming.
What?
Yeah,
gentrification part two.
I think we need it.
Yeah, we need it. We need it.
You know what I'm saying?
There's definitely a lot more that needs to be said.
Podcast. We got people saying kick him out the team.
Yeah. Respect your jaw. Who said that?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, yo, what you mean? That's a founder.
Nah. That guy's like Declaration of Independence. Thomas Hamilton. Mustafa Hamilton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo.
It's my guy, Lush.
Yo. Alright, so let's just go ahead and just jump into today's podcast. Right? So should the public care about a politician's private life, right? So the private life of our leaders is, from time, has been super interesting in the sense that, like, we identify with others, we identify with everybody else's daily struggles, and we identify with their interests. But if they tend to do something that is devious or morally inept, or something that shakes the foundation of some sort of pillar, should we care if they're still furthering our interests, whatever they may be?
That's a great question. You know, every politician has been painted in a light where they have a stable home, you know, two kids, you know, a wife, you know what I'm saying? All the good things. But does that really impact their work? You know, why can't, let's say, like people that, everyday people, they go to work, they put on a face, you know, clean cut, whatever. But outside of that, it's a different life. But when they come in, they get the job done. So why is a politician held to a different standard where it's like, you got to be like that all around? You know, I don't agree with it. I think you can have your personal life a certain way as long as it does not affect your work, what you're doing for the community. It's not affecting you from going to meetings, you know, lobbying, doing whatever you have to do. So whatever shakes up in their lifestyle should not affect their work as long as they're keeping it real or being themselves. You know what I'm saying? What do you guys think?
FB.
Tough question. But the thing is, it's like, you pay the politicians, right, tax money. They're government employees. They represent groups of people. They represent community organizations, households, right? So for me to vote for you is like, that's my right, right? So I can vote to really say, yo, I align with this person. Now, when that person is character, like for instance, for me, for instance, if I, like Kanye, when he came out and was like, yo, he was wearing the maggot hat and he was wearing all these crazy things, people started to not really mess with him. Yes, his music decreased and like the quality is not as good, but even in like unintentionally, the bias in behind our mind is like, yo, I can't mess with him because I don't align with his views. Because it's personal life, but I just don't align with him. Now, with a politician, it's the same thing. I feel like if a politician's personal life is getting out of character or is not aligning with my values, then I'll be like, yo, impeach him. Kick him out.
There's a difference.
So, between... quickly, for both of you, of course, do you think that... I mean, let's have some commonality here, right? So a politician not for lack of a purpose, but their main purpose is to be a leader. Could we agree on that?
Facts.
Right? So
yes.
When it comes to leadership and being in this kind of front row, center stage type of position, do you think that an individual's private life attributes to their character?
No.
And if that's the case, do you think that a leader's character is important?
Ooh, hit you with that one.
I got you. A leader's character is definitely important. It reflects their work, how you are, and your values and all that. Obviously, reflects how you treat other people, what you care about, how you carry yourself. So for that, yes, it's important. But think about this: does it matter if you got two kids and a dog and a front yard, you know, with a fence, you know?
Yes.
Does that make you a fit politician? I don't think it does anymore. It's 2019. We don't have to have a certain image, you know, to show that, oh, this is a good person. Think about that. We've been trained to think certain things portray a person that they're
good,
you know?
So we're not talking about from a matter of possessing a firearm, right? Having a dog, right? Wearing a hijab, or you know, or choosing not to wear shoes, whatever you decide to wear,
nah, you gotta wear
or
shoes,
whatever
bro.
You decide
you
to buy
shoes.
Or whatever the case is, we're talking about in terms of action,
mm-hmm.
Right? Doing something that's immoral, or what? The society that you live in considers as immoral. Do you think that has an effect, or it's a predetermination of somebody's character, and that character has an effect on what they do in their daily living or their daily work?
100% it does. Like, if the person's character is not aligning with the views of what they really truly practice or what they're preaching, it's fraud. That's fake. That's not real, right? It's like being a politician is like, you said it, right? So it's like you being the leader of your community, being the leader of your the district, the school district, whatever it is. Now, being in that caliber of a person, you have to, no matter what, have leadership qualities. And if those leadership qualities don't align with your values and your in your mission and how you uphold yourself as an individual, you ain't none to me. So if my vision, my mission and value does not align with you, you could be a great leader, but I don't have to align with you. And that's cool. But that goes hand in hand together. I can't have like your action and your behavior and what you do in your private life or your public life all goes together. All goes together. Because at the end of the day, you're that one person.
I disagree 100%. What I think is doing anything in your personal life is not, all I'm saying is doing anything in your personal life does not impact your professional life. You could do something in your personal life, whether it's immoral, and come to work and still hold yourself to the same standard that you were elected for. You know, as a politician, obviously we get to see more of that person. We get to see more into their life. But what they do outside the job, they're still human beings. You know, everybody makes mistakes. So what you do...
So we have...
And hold up. By the way, all I'm saying is that what you do in your personal life can be immoral, can be devious, you know, can be the worst thing. But if you're still showing up to work and getting the job done, then I have no problem with you. And yeah, that's my piece.
See, I find that interesting because in today's climate, we have a president that is allegedly and has been accused and has done XYZ that is immoral. Yet, I think for the first time in my lifetime where I've seen private life, moral or immoral, gets completely separated from the ability to perform or to do a job. And voters and people are actually choosing to separate the two, right? And I can't think of another example, at least in our lifetime where we've been alive, where like character wasn't as important. But it's interesting to me because let's just say you do have a teacher. Or in this case, a duksi ma'alim. Would you consider a duksi ma'alim to be a leader in your community? Both of you guys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And okay, let's just say.
What do you mean, yeah?
And let's just say.
Hell yeah.
Of course, right?
Yes.
Both of them. Anyways, so. And let's just say that the duksi ma'alim in his private life stole out of the donation box at Salvation Army in front of the Walmart and got booked. Now, made news. They locked him up for 3 days, hit him with a $200 fine.
Can you explain what a duksi ma'alim is, though, for people that don't understand?
A teacher that teaches memorization of verses of the Holy Quran.
Okay, so
he got booked taking money out of the Salvation Army donation box in front of Walmart during Christmas when they're doing their little jingle bells and all that and the carols and all that. Right?
Okay.
So now, with that being said, the duksi ma'alim made local news and whatnot. Saturday comes along, it's time to take your kids or your younger siblings to duksi. Would you take them to duksi?
Hypothetically speaking, this is all
hypothetically speaking, of course. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If the imam gets bailed out and on Saturday makes it to work with his khamis, Quran in his hand.
No, we didn't say imam. We said duksi ma'alim.
Okay, duksi ma'alim. If he's there with a fresh khamis, you know, I don't care if he's been eating jail food. If he's there with a fresh khamis, ready to perform, my kids is going.
You're taking your kids there.
He came there on time. And what he's teaching is still right. Come on, bro. You know,
it just came out of the county, but it's cool though. You know what I'm saying? A real one for that.
Nah, but.
But
bro,
FB, would you?
You know, there was a saying that I used to hear growing up. My father used to say, he said, some of the shiuch back in the days, they used to say, خُدُوا عِلْمِي وَلَا تَأْخُدُوا عَمَلِي, which basically means is, take my knowledge, but don't take my actions, which I never really understood. And it never could correlate with anything I believe in, because to be honest, if you're going to preach, practice it. Like, you can't preach something you can't practice, to me personally. And it's like, you're going to tell me to go and be a good Muslim or a good person in my community when you personally are not? You don't have the right to say. Yes, I know in the deen is a little different, because like, that's even a deeper conversation. Like, I'm not even going to go there. But when it comes to like that Duksi Ma'alim, personally, from my perspective, I would not take my kids there. What kind of values or morals would he show as a Duksi Ma'alim to my kids?
First of all, we don't know in that scenario what circumstances that person
he
is facing.
It's a hypothetical situation.
No, wait.
We don't know what circumstances.
AI.
You're always right. Playing the victim.
We don't know. No. We don't know what circumstances.
Yo, Fuad, forget that. You're right. I'm going to take your kids to that Duksi, nigga.
But does that matter? But I mean, when it comes to that character thing, do the circumstances really matter? Are they factored in? Like, he was short on rent. Man. Or it was time for him to pay his little ayuto and he was behind. Like, does it really matter?
But it's time to make a dua.
Honestly, you know, I don't know. Character is definitely important to me, and I think your character shows who you really are no matter what, you know? Whether it's your lowest point, hold up. Whether it's your lowest point or highest point, your character defines who you are as a person. You could be a person that commits the most messed up stuff, you know? But at the end of the day, if you have iman and you have character, you know, it's up to God. So that Duksi Ma'alim, whatever he does in his life, if he's coming to put out a good message at the end of the day and not, like, you know, give out a corrupt, you know, what if he's teaching the right things, then I have no business in judging him for what he's going through, whether it's wrong or right.
But so you like, have to little be AI.
Give me a second.
One second. You have little AI, age 5, got a beard, mashallah. And he also watched the news and saw, you know, Duksi Ma'alim with his little mugshot looking to the side, inmate 75845. You know what I'm saying? Saying he stole out of the little red box at Walmart and he got booked for it. Do you think that's going to impact little AI to see this person in this leadership position do such a thing? And yet he's going to him to learn.
Let me tell you something. Only a person who's been through it can really get through to you. So he can tell little AI or, you know, Fuad's kids or even your kids, you know, inshallah, that, yo, you don't have to go down that path. I've been there, done that. That message can come through a lot more thorough. I've never stolen out a donation box, so I can't tell my kid, you know, it might not get through as well than a person who went and stole out of a donation box. You know, so he might be like, okay, you know, this guy has been there, sat in jail, went through that circumstance. So it's going to be much easier for him to listen to somebody who committed a crime like that, you know, stealing out of a donation box, than me. So,
but do you think that value of that experience resonates when the person just stole out of the donation box? They just did it. They didn't do it 5 years ago. They didn't do it 10 years ago. They just did it. Like, he did it Tuesday. He's teaching Duksiya on Saturday.
Man, time does have something to do with it. It does. You know, obviously, the longer it takes that person to not do anything like that, the easier that it gets. I mean, the easier that your message becomes, you know?
To be honest, I think Duxi Ma'alums are different, to be truthful, right? I wouldn't send my kids to him, yeah. But if somebody else send their kids, so be it. Like, you know, what I learned from the dean is like, even if a drunken person comes to you that is intoxicated, comes and tells you that drinking is haram and alcohol is haram and a sin for you, that is knowledge to be passed upon you. It's knowledge that he has. Now, do I take that person and say you're an imam and judge him? And no, it's not my part. My part is just to take the knowledge. So if I'm going to send the kids to that Duxi Mu'allim, if he is to be the best person to teach my kids because his recitation and tajweed and everything he knows and his knowledge level, then I might take him. But if he's not the best and not the brightest, but the character is not there, it's a different conversation. But when it comes to knowledge, I think there's a different conversation compared to when it comes to action and actually judging the person. Like when we're looking at a politician versus a ma'alin, right? A ma'alin is giving me knowledge at this point, and I can take the knowledge and I don't care what he does in the back of what he does at home, right? But that's exactly what you're saying, Abdi. And I'm like, to that point, yes, I might agree. However, when we're talking about politician, it's not knowledge I'm taking from them, to be honest.
So when it comes to politicians, they're there to serve you.
I put you in the office.
So how is their character then judged differently than a ma'alin from that perspective?
Well, for ma'alin, what I'm saying is in the deen, right? If someone has more knowledge than you, you can acquire that knowledge and take it with the grace, right? We all agree. Now, do I say he is the best? Do I want to always take my kids to his duxi? I don't know. It's a battle. I probably won't. If he's the best in town, maybe. But that's another layer of judging, right? But with a politician, they're not giving me anything. Like, we put politicians in office because we as a community should have agendas like any other community to say we want better schools for our kids. We want better healthcare for our people. We want better financial stability and better jobs. Now, when we're putting these people in office, this is what we expect for them is to go to work and work. And when they're presenting themselves to us is they're the ideal candidate that have the best thing that we can relate to them. Now, when they get out of that circle that we painted for them, it doesn't sit well with us.
So you think that if from the community's perspective, if they have bad character as a politician, they can't serve your purpose?
No, they can't.
How does the politician, let's say you want potholes in your neighborhood to be fixed, right? What does him maybe, what does him going to rehab or not rehab is too far. What does him having, I think, you know, that's too far. What does like him having some situation in his
life
have to do with
doing his job? Let me give an example. He beats his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Is he coming in 8 a.m. to go lobby for that bill?
He's probably not.
If he is, if his job is affected, like I said, I'm against
it. If he's
it.
Someone that he
if
beats
his job
wife,
is not affected.
If he beats his wife and he has been abusive to her, right? And I am trying to, and I say, hey, like if we have a bill that's for women rights or anything like that, who does he have the right to speak on that platform? He doesn't.
But what about potholes?
Bro, I could talk about potholes, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We could all talk about potholes.
All we're voting for politicians for is to pass bills that affect our life.
But if they don't believe in if you don't believe in something, you would never get it. Even if it comes your way, you're not gonna pick it up and take it. So
who
if
said
someone,
they don't? Just because they make mistakes in their life does not mean they don't.
But I'm saying it's not even mistakes. I make mistakes too, my nigga. It's all good. But what I'm saying is,
you're saying politicians can't.
No, I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying they can make mistakes. But if he truly believes that, yo, messed up, and I believe in women rights, and I believe in all of that. And he actually advocates and says, yo, I used to be my woman, but I changed, and I went to rehab, and I did all of that. Bro, we all can change. But if the nigga is currently being his wife and sitting in the table with the whole committee trying to advocate for women rights, get your ass out of here. Get out.
I personally think that if you have somebody that's representing you, right, and the money that's coming out of your pocket is going to pay their paychecks, they work for you, right? They are a public servant, right? So whatever they do in their private life is a representation of what I am okay with.
Yes.
So you're right? Paying this.
So if I'm not okay, if I'm not okay with them beating their wives, why would I pay them to fix potholes while they beat their wife?
Listen, let's get rid of this beating wife thing.
Whoopi just makes it. You make it seem so like
podcast is against that. What I'm saying is,
you're not for beating wives.
I'm not.
Keep your hands to yourselves, my G.
Yeah. Walk out. But what I'm saying is, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you're paying somebody, a human being, to live a certain, like, you want them to go to bed by 10 p.m. you're affecting their personal life, so they can't, like.
I think if I the community
like would be a dictator, like, he could be. No,
he wants a puppet.
I feel like he'd be a dictator when they were like, he's like, I pay you.
Why was everybody upset at Donald Trump and all the comments that he made? And they wanted him impeached for that.
No. Okay, if it's, like I said, his personal, Donald Trump's personal views is affecting his job. He's being racist. He's trying to, he's hating on certain groups of people. That's different.
But there's a difference between having an opinion on something and actually doing something.
He's doing both. He's right? Passing laws that affect people.
So you could talk about doing something immoral and thinking that, hey, somebody else could do it. And there's a difference between that and actually taking action and taking that and doing that thing, right? So if I am...
But character, sorry, Donald Trump's character did not change though. Like when he said before his campaign and when he got in campaign, a lot of the Adab people are so happy because all his voters were like, man, nigga, you got an office, fact. You messed up, you declined.
But earlier, what I'm saying is though, a lot of people, let me give you guys an example, right? So there's this guy, he owns a business. He owns a little drugstore. Kind of like where they sell drinks and magazines and all that. And then on the back side of the drugstore is a pharmacy. True story. Right? I walked in, and this is about 7 days after the election. And he had Fox News on, and they were talking about Trump. And my G was kind of like watching the TV a little too hard while he was working. So I asked him, like, yo, my G, like, what do you think about all this? He said, it's time for change. We're sick of all these politicians. And I'm like, whoa, okay, cool. Like, so you voted for him? And he's like, I did. And I was like, why? And then he was just like, Obamacare is killing me because I have to pay for... I can't afford to pay insurance for all my workers, yada, yada, yada. And
Obamacare should have helped him.
And it's affecting, listen, that's what he said, right? And he said that it affects his bottom line. And Trump is going to help him with his bottom line. And I said, "This, well, what about all the rhetoric and all the racist and bigotry things that he said?" And he said, "Listen, when you vote for things that affect you directly. Those things don't affect me directly." So, in relation to what he said is, it doesn't affect me specifically, and so I'm willing to pick myself over other voters, and I voted for myself, as you should, right? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, what am I going to do? Like, convince, you know, somebody? Like, no, of course, he already voted. Like, cool, whatever. Boom. Remember, he owned a drugstore and a pharmacy store. 6 months later, I come back into the same drugstore. The pharmacy's closed. What happened?
Was he there?
He was there. He said, "Oh my God, I can't wait for this guy to get out of office."
Whoa.
What happened? Started talking about how the policies actually negatively affected him and that he couldn't afford to keep the drugstore open. Because when they repealed and they started doing all those things, a lot of people actually started losing their insurance. So his customers had insurance to come to the pharmacy to buy the drugs. Now they don't have insurance anymore. So they couldn't buy drugs anymore. They couldn't afford it. So he lost a ton of customers, even though he wanted to save money on the three workers and paying their insurance. You get what I'm saying? So he completely felt the effect of, you know, whether you vote for somebody's... He put Trump's character aside for his own personal gain. Got bit for it in the long run. You know what I'm saying? But what I was saying earlier is that for the first time in our lifetime, we saw people actually put character aside and vote for an agenda. Things that benefit them directly that might hurt directly everybody else. You know? And that's why I'm asking you guys, like, does it matter if somebody gets a divorce or they cheat or they wreck a home or they stole something or they get caught up in a scandal? Like, do we still care? Should we care? Or is it obsolete now?
What do you think?
I think...
Hold on, what do you think?
Good point. FB,
personally?
Good catch.
Yeah.
I think that... what everybody does in their private life is exactly who they are.
Even if they make mistakes.
If they make mistakes... or they're perfect, whatever they do behind closed doors is exactly who they are. So when those things come out, it's a glimpse of who they actually are. You dig what I'm saying? And if you are hiring somebody that is doing a service for you, right? And not to compare the two specifically, but let's just say that you have a maid, but the maid steals. Would you hire the maid?
No.
No. Because that's her character. And her character directly affects you. And it puts you at some sort of harm. Harm meaning that you might lose some of your possessions, or there's a potential that you might. You don't know at the end of the day. You could roll the dice or you could choose not to, right? But if it's a politician and they have ill character, that character could potentially compromise what you put them in office to do. And that's why a lot of people tend to be extremely judgy when it comes to public figures. That's why it's called a public figure. A lot of public figures don't have a private life.
Yeah, the moment you become a...
It's like being an Instagram model and choosing to be private.
Yeah, be like, don't like my comments or like...
Don't like my pictures.
Yeah. What?
Don't comment on me. Don't talk about me.
What?
Why? Like, why are you even following me? Like, it defeats the purpose.
FB, what do you think?
I'm 100% with Winfrey. Once you become a public figure, that's what you signed up for. That's what you get. And if not with the mentality of like, yo, I pay you, now you have to serve dictatorship style, but like,
of course.
Yeah, like, yo, like, you have a job. Yes, you have a job to do, and your character is on the line for the job. You got the job because of your character, your persona, your, you know, what I see in social media, how you carry yourself, how you talk. And, you know, AI, you touched a little bit on this earlier. You said, you know, why does it matter if they have kids or a dog? You know, to me, it's like, I don't have kids, but, like, for parents that have kids, and this is, like... If they see the person that's running has kids also, now they can relate. They feel like they have something in common, number one. Two is like, as a politician, when I'm coming to you and I'm telling you, yo, I need better education for my kids, you can understand me. It doesn't matter if your kids go to a better school or not, but you can understand being a father, a mother, asking for a better education for your kids. So that's why, like, a lot of the people, when they started to vote, they aligned themselves with people that looked like their family or they looked like them or has the same vision or value of who they are. And if you gotta get out of character, I can't. And it's a very politics is dirty. I hate politics, but it's a space that really doesn't have room for forgiveness. Like, yeah, we might,
and it's crazy we don't forgive our athletes,
but we never forgive.
We don't forgive our athletes. Mm-hmm. We don't forgive our musicians. We don't forgive our entertainers. You know what I'm saying? Future just said something crazy, and you know how everybody loves Future. Mm-hmm. And now he's actually being considered of being canceled about the whole baby name situation, right? So, like, how come we can do these to entertainers and sports people, but the people that actually have a direct
impact
effect of our lives, we struggle to do it? Like, I don't get it.
Actually, I think entertainers, basketball, you know, basketball players, they are affected by their mistakes. Kanye West, his remarks.
But why though? They're so, just putting, so, they're recording a song, or they're just putting a ball in a net. But how come it affects them more than politicians?
I think politicians.
Kareem Hunt, he kicked a girl, right? And he got basically kicked off the team, suspended for how many days?
All I'm saying is, first of all those entertainers are affected pretty much by what they do, how they act, and they can be canceled. You can look at Kanye West. You can look at Tiger Woods, what happened to him. You know, you can look at multiple, you know, big, you know, sports figures and entertainers. They are affected. What I think about, honestly, they should be affected if they're putting out a negative message. If they're putting out a negative message, whether you're a politician, a Duxi Ma'alin, whatever you are, yes, you know, you have the right to be canceled or whatever. I'm talking about personal life, what you do inside your home. If you are, you talked about Donald Trump, right? You set the stage very well when you talked about Donald Trump basically being who he is, and that one voter, you know, deciding to align with him just for his own interest, and it backfired on him. You know, that's Donald Trump. That's like a very rare case. We've never seen, you know, a politician or someone get that far. As far as other politicians that have scandals and things of that nature, you know, people make mistakes. You know, I don't cancel them for what they do in their private home. I cancel them for what messages they put out, what they tweet, you know, what they tweet, what actions they take. You know, those are the things that I cancel them for, not for whatever mistakes they make.
To be honest,
if my taxpayer money is going into your pockets, I live with you. Your house is my house. I'm in your house.
You're a dictator, bro.
What do you mean? What?
No.
Yo, we drink from the same space. Like, where you drink from the cup, I drink from the same place.
Yo, Winfrey, though.
That's my cup.
Yo, the example you gave about the Trump guy, though, that voted for Trump. That guy didn't do his research. Yeah. He's an idiot.
Facts. I mean,
he's an idiot. He didn't do his research, to be honest. Because Trump did not go back on his word. He's probably one of the only politicians that came in saying, I'm going to fuck shit up. Came in, made a mess, and he's still at it. And people are like, yes. And like a lot of his followers still continue. Yes, he's like, so there's a big number that said, the people that voted saying, oh, we don't need the average politician anymore. We need someone that's outside of politics to come lead us. We need a businessman. They didn't understand they didn't understand him and his policy when he was coming in. And he came in, he messed things up. But my question is to you guys, being an East African, being in Minnesota, there is, and I think we talked about the idea of just character, persona, and your action as a public figure. Now, I'm hearing news, I don't know if it's true, I don't know if it's not true, about Ilhan Omar, and I'm wondering, how should I react? Like, is it true, is it not? Like, what's up? Tell me, put me on game.
Like, from my perspective, a lot of the news articles are conservative news articles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. So we don't really know if it's actually true or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hasn't, and that's what's the thing is, it's a lot of, like, he say, she say. You know what I mean? So, like, there isn't any, like, you know, court documents that got leaked, certain things like that. So until, like, things actually, like, progress, we really don't know.
Then my question...
Exactly, you know, I agree with Winfrey on that, you know. When, and we know this, you know, when someone is down or is in the hot seat, a lot of things start to, you know, become fabricated. You know, we don't know about these blogs. But whether it's true or not, you know what I'm saying? I would say that doesn't affect the policies or whatever moves that, you know, she was working on. But, yeah, I don't know.
So,
yeah. Like, if you look at the news articles, it's the New York Post, The Blaze, Newsmax, The Daily Center, The Jerusalem Post, Indy 100,
some unknowns,
you know. So it's a lot of conservative based news article and news sources. So you don't,
they have their own agenda. So yeah. I can't take them as a credible source, to be honest.
But going back to both of your points, that affects how you view the politician.
I don't get your question. Is this a question or is it a statement?
No, it's a statement that you guys basically agree that if a politician, like right now, all this shit that's happening, you know, if you voted for Ilhan, you'd be like, nope, I want her out of here just because of that.
No, but here's the thing, right? So like,
I love Ilhan. Ilhan's my
if thing. It's true and we have proof, then yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, if I see her doing it, like if some of these allegations,
it's true.
So the allegation is left her husband, filed a divorce to go be with her campaign manager who is a white male, and they currently have an affair, something like that, some crazy stuff, right? So I can't even speak on that because it's like we don't even know if it's true or not. But if it was true, yeah, I'd lose respect for her because like the person I put in the office came with that image that I put like in my head of a household that is like my parents, you know, the kids are like my kids, something that I can put within perspective. Now, when something is out of the ordinary, I don't like it.
Yeah. And of course, like, so like, and there's a lot in the news, especially about the whole like death threat and the hate threats, and then somebody vowed to like shoot her if they see her at the Minnesota State Fair. Like, there's a bunch of stuff, you know, but how many of them are actually coming from credible news sources?
So, quick question.
True.
Go ahead, AI.
True. There's a lot of fabricated things. And FBI, I can see where you're coming from with you seeing yourself or your values being aligned, you know, with the politician. Now, I would say I honestly don't care about their personal life, but some, you know, some things that I hold dear that I care about, you know, if they were not aligned with the politician, then I'd be against it, you know?
Like what?
You know, just some things, you know, if it was being...
Oh, you better stop playing.
I'm just saying, you know, just some things. If it was being represented, then I'll be against it.
Yeah. You know? No, the conversation, actually, going off of that, So this is what I've been hearing, to be honest. Like some, and I don't know, maybe we have a few minutes to wrap to get your perspective on, but is this why the, like, why does the Somali community now, there's, it's kind of like some neglect Ilhan Omar and some say we're with her. And I know she made a huge stand with, you know, the LGBT community, but, you know, and then the LGBT being something that's against a lot, you know, Muslims in general. And some saying, you know what, I don't care about her actions. You know, she is making policy for me, like that, you know, like when I vote, she's making for me. And some are saying, no, she stands for that. I can't do it.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I agree with some of them. You know, there's I'm gonna just keep 100. You know, I agree with some of them. There's just some things that I don't agree with, and that makes me step away. You know, step back. You know, and that's an action. That's not a personal. That's not a personal life issue. That's an action that is being put out. A message being put out, and that's what I don't align with. So in that case. And some of those things, I do agree, you know, with the criticism. But I also see the good that's being done, you know, by her.
I mean, you make it seem like...
Oh, definitely. And I think,
go ahead.
No, and I think that, like, there's certain values that every human being doesn't compromise on, right? Whether they're religious-based or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Politics is a dirty game, right? So in order to win some, you have to lose some. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, like, it's a lot of people would rather criticize politicians than be a politician.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And it's a very polarizing space, right? In order for you to get certain things done, you have to do certain things. Vice versa. A lot of people say that, you know, might not be worth compromising your values. You know what I mean? And I'm one of those people, for sure.
100%.
And there's a difference between, like, certain things that are in your private life and
where you stand.
Otherwise. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's just a matter of, like, how deeply do you feel about an issue and what your morality line is and what your values are and what you're not willing to compromise on and what you're willing to, like, not go to the afterlife and face.
But that's not
all
up to
I'm
you.
Saying.
That's not to you to judge. It's up to her to make that decision.
No, of course. But I'm saying that that's something that all of us as individuals have to face. And those are decisions that all of us as individuals have to make.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But in America, when it comes to progress, there's a tax that you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? And how valuable is that tax to you is the question.
Yep. And to me, honestly, you know, like I said before, power is a paradox. So you have to push and pull. And whether she means it or not, as long as she makes policy for the people that that got her in, I that subject doesn't matter to me. If she stands by LGBT community, she's going to face that on her own. She is the martyr of our generation. And if she's gonna face it and goes to it, so be it. And to me...
Can't lie, though. You kind of snapped with martyr.
Okay, maybe not martyr, right?
No, you
but maybe not martyr. Yeah, but but this is the thing, though. When you're in her shoes, when you're like Barack Obama, when you're like Barack Obama killed so many people overseas with drone strikes, right? So like when you're in that position, you're doing so much messed up things already that's not even like exposed to make... one good thing for you people. One good thing. So now what I'm saying is, to me, like, sometimes if she does something, like, if her character is, if there's a a scandal or something about her character, or, you know, the politician is a woman beater or something, that might weigh more on the person, that might weigh more on me, and I might cancel the person, versus a policy that they supported or they didn't support.
But that's their values, though.
But from
no,
the
but the policy is not made on values, is what I'm saying. Though. The action is made
true,
on values.
But from a religious perspective, what we can say is, lakum dinakum
waliyadin.
Keep pushing.
True. Well, I hope you enjoyed the episode. We talked about politics and the character and the persona of our politician and how it impacts them and how it impacts us making the person and voting for them and putting them into office. The conversation grows, so please follow us on our platforms. We're on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter is Spilt Milk Podcast, and Instagram, actually Twitter is Spilt Milk Pod, and Instagram is Spilt Milk Podcast. That's SPIILT Milk Podcast. Go to our, we're on 11 different platforms. Please go rate us 5 stars, write a review, let us know what you think, DM us, give us any perspective, thought. Do you agree with us? Do you agree politics is a dirty game? Do you care about what your politician stands for, their personal life, their public life? Does that make an impact on who becomes, who you vote for and who becomes in office? A great philosopher once said, love is
peace and prosperity.
Love and love.
Love is love.
Peace.
Assalamu alaikum.